So go inside. Close your eyes. Wherever you are, just settle into yourself if you haven't already. There's a tremendous amount of grace coming through. Tremendous amount of joy. Up to Skanda Shasti, it has been a battle, but there's also that consciousness that comes in and says, you did a good job. You went through it, you got through it, and you're here now. Mm-hmm. So congratulate yourself. You've got to talk to your highest self this way. You can't keep saying it doesn't exist or doubting it. It's you. When you close your eyes, you're with you. And if you're driving or doing other things, that's fine. But you, if something inside of you will say, pay attention to what's going on inside. Even you're doing other things. You have to do those things. That's great. That you're you, your big you, the big you inside, that more important you, is saying, pay attention. Even if you're thinking thoughts, doesn't matter. The you inside is waking up. And imagine it. This energy starting to light you up. Well, Christmas season is coming up. So like a Christmas tree before the season is coming upon us. You just are branching out and you've got lights all along these branches. And the star on the top is your head, your brain. Let's just say. Even if you don't believe in Christmas, that's fine. You can see a lit up tree. Or you can say water fountain. Beautiful water fountain. That's what you are. And it's got all these great lights coming out the streams of water. It's flowing up and flowing out and through you. Or if you are a motherboard and a computer, I don't know. Whatever it is for you, light yourself up. Just imagine. Bring that to your imagination. Whatever resonates with you. It might be in nature, a scene in nature. It might be a place that you want to go to. It might be a spiritual master. That's what lights you up. But you've got to feel it from head to toe and then all around you. Don't just feel it in your brain or your toe or your back or your hand or your heart. Just image this. Put yourself in the energy of it, even if you can't see it. And it is just radiating with these particles of light. Maybe you see beams of light from the heavens piercing through and glowing or resting upon you, moving through you, going out the other side. You're now in your subtle body. There was a physical form, but now you're just merging with this image. Bathing in it, it's giving you a new consciousness. There are other things that are going to come up, like pain in the body. Allow it to be there, but you're going to focus on the light or the image that gives you joy and beauty and appreciation of everything that you have. And everything that you would like to have in your life. That's going to start to become more a part of you, your thoughts, and you're going to align with that, and the divine is going to show you how to do it. So all the while now, you've been focusing on the inside of you, whether your eyes are open or not. From head to toe, who's there? let's bring this awareness up a notch. Let's turn it up. Turn up the volume. Turn up the experience. Expand your awareness. We'll call on Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly, he rides a mouse, and he lives at your Muladhara chakra. Again, this is your subtle body. So get connected to this image at the root or base chakra, bottom of the spine. You can also feel him in the middle of your brain, in the thalamic region. It's a relay station in the brain that connects the right and left brain and makes you to feel balanced. So from the bottom of your subtle body to the top of it, the bottom of the spine, into the middle of the brain, you have the energy in one line. You're aligned. We'll make this connection stronger with Ganesha's grace and blessings. Receive the sounds and the vibrations going up the spine, piercing all the chakras. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now a reddish orangish light might appear, where you feel some presence. Allow it to move down your legs, into your feet and your toes. Again, this is your subtle body that is mapped onto your physical form. So the energy can move more freely. So if there's pain, move past the pain. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now the doors of the Kundalini energy, the life force energy, nature, your soul, have opened up. Imagine a shooting light piercing all the chakras, going all the way up through the skull and into the space. You've sent out a signal that you're ready to receive the empowerments that are coming to you. From spiritual realms, masters, gods, beings, archetypes, your higher highest self. Release anything that is no longer serving you in this moment. Just leave it as if it's a dust in the space, floating by, through you. You are as big as the space. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll open up all the chakras. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat, clear the throat. The karma is there, it wants to be released. Move in to the third eye, the middle of your brain. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move into the navel. Move up to the heart. The throat and the mouth. The two eyes and the two brains. Feel it. All your chakras have come alive. You're ready to receive the empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai, wherever he is in the world. Right now he's in India, somewhere there. Wherever you are in the world, you will receive it. Imagine a beam of light entering your third eye from his third eye. You are feeling pressure or tingling, light, heat. Something is there. Some presence is there in the spot between your two eyebrows. This penetration of light now goes into the middle of your brain. Imagine it dispersing light into your brain, shooting light, front of the brain, sides of the brain, back of the brain, top of the brain. It's like a sparkler going on in your brain. We'll activate the process, requesting the initiation from Dr. Pillai to take you to the realms of your consciousness that need to be activated. And you need to align with that initiation. Om Hai Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha Feel the bursts of light and energy in your brain and maybe in your body starting to work its way down. Om Aim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha Feel it. See the light. Experience your new self opening up. Revealing. Receive a message. See something. Feel something. Oh, I breathe. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha Now put your attention at the top of your skull, at the crown, as if you're wearing a cap. Feel tingling, or prickly sensation, or pressure from the cap on your head, on the skull. Imagine blue light beams tapping into your skull, beaming into your skull. Prickling, crawling sensation, heat, some pressure or feeling present. There. Keep bringing your awareness to it. You may feel it entering your brain. Imagine the blue light beams entering the brain, clearing up. Your old consciousness, releasing it from you and entering into your neurons, lighting up your brain with divinity. It can be a breathing process as an in and out. Bring in the divine energy. Exhale. the negativity, simply as if air is moving in and out. The whole brain is lighting up with blue light. And like liquid blue light, it's pouring through the rest of your body and surrounding your whole aura. Hiranyakasipu. 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 Soak it up. Soak up this blue light that's dancing on your skull cap, penetrating your brain, pouring into your eye sockets, your nostrils, your ears, your eardrums, your sinuses, your cheeks, your teeth, your mouth, your tongue, your throat, the whole brain, all the sensory organs, pouring into your shoulders. Keep focusing on the blue light in your throat, in your shoulders especially. Hold the image there. Tiranilakantam. 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 The liquid blue light is pouring down your arms, into your fingers, down your chest, through your organs, down the trunk of your body, front and back and sides, pouring through the pelvis, the legs, feet and toes, from head to toe. Keep receiving this blue light. Remember or recall the image of the Christmas tree from head to toe. You're lighting up with the blue light, or a fountain of water with different streams, or waterfalls, or a motherboard lighting up, or a being, a god. Irani. Hiranyakasipu. 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 Now imagine waves and waves and waves of this consciousness moving through you from all sides, washing you, cleansing you, from head to toe, front to back, side to side, these waves of blue light washing, cleansing, bathing, releasing all negativity from your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. All that is there is this wave of blue light consciousness and the sound vibration. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Tirani lakantam. Be alert. Observe, witness where this blue light takes you. Waves and waves. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Keep your eyes closed. Experience the peace. The presence that is being revealed to you about your highest self, your God self. Peace, peace, peace. Relax. Slowly, slowly come back when you're ready. You can keep your eyes closed if you want. It's fine. However long you want to do that. And then for those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. Check out Past the Bed Imply Center. There's a lot going on. See what resonates with you now. And that will be your next natural thing for you to do.